This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Tomorrow, as we remember the 9th of August 1956 Women's March, when around 20,000 South African women of all races staged a march on the Union buildings in protest against the pass laws. The phrase, "You strike a woman, you strike a rock," came to represent women's courage and strength in South Africa. Gabby Farber is Youth and Political Liaison at the SA Jewish Board of Deputies and previously sat on the ANC's Youth League. She's my... apologies.
No worries.
She is my guest now, and we are going to talk about women empowerment and what it means for South Africa and what it has meant for the board. Welcome, Gabby.
Thank you so much, Cherise. I was on the ANC Women's League as the provincial spokesperson for the province of Gauteng. And it really was the most incredible experience and opportunity to serve with women. And I'll never forget, we once were sent to Durco for training where they launched a program, and it was called the Gertrude Chopin's Women's Peace Network. And there we were told, they trained us how to go into places of conflict, into different countries that were in conflict at the time, and as women to be peace workers, peace makers, because they explained that men will often think that peace is made at conference tables, signing treaties, but women understand that peace is made with woman to woman, whether it be talking about bringing up children or place difficulties in the workplace. Peace is made through relationships, and women have that special uniqueness to be able to recognize that. And I think looking back at the 1956 march, what was amazing about it is they were united in their diversity. It was one of those times in our history where you saw black, white, Indians, coloreds, Muslims, Jews, Christians, everyone coming together, uniting as women for a cause that affects everyone. They weren't actually fighting just for women, they were fighting against the past laws. And I think that that's the power of women, is we're able to see beyond the difference, and we're able to not only see beyond the difference, but actually embrace the difference and use it to fight against any problem that we find ourselves. And that really was my experience in the ANC Women's League. I was majority of the time, if not all the time, the only white person in the room. And I was embraced with such love, and it was very different to see how I was embraced in those spaces of the Women's League to when I was in a mixed environment with men and female. And it was very different. And that is
different
the beauty.
In what way?
In they weren't so accepting. There was a more pushback. I had to make more effort to include myself in those circles, whereas the women were very encouraging, very empowering. And I really feel so lucky that I went from the ANC Women's League into the Jewish Board of Deputies, which is also an environment led by women. Our national chairperson is a woman, Prof. Karen Milner. The chairpersons of our three largest regions are women. We have KZN led by Alana Baranoff. We have Western Cape led by Adrian Jacobson. We have Gauteng, led by Danny Mofsovitz. We have the National Director, led by Wendy Kahn. And, I mean, I'm sure you can attest to it, Therese. It really is the most empowering environment to be in as a woman, which I think, unfortunately, is becoming more and more rare. And, you know, with even all of this, because it's easy to hide behind slogans.
You Absolutely.
Know, oh, we're all for women. Oh, we include diversity. But it's actually about the lived experiences of women at, you know, specifically even like the workplace. I mean, and what I always say is it's not just accepting a woman in the workplace, but it's accepting a woman as a woman in the workplace. For example, yesterday, our nanny was sick. And I had no one to look after my baby. So I knew that I was stuck. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to work from home, but there was a meeting that I had to be in, physically present. And I came there with my baby. Even though she was screaming her brains off in the meeting, I was not judged, but I was rather empowered by the colleagues that surrounded me. One woman was offering, let me take her out and rock her in the pram. Another one was, Charisse was giving me tips how to calm her down before she gets overtired. Wendy was walking around Bayahad with my baby in her arms. And there's that understanding that, yes, as far as we've come a huge we've advanced ourselves as women struggles, but at the end of the day, the woman is considered the primary caregiver of the child. And it's about, in that workplace, embracing that part of her identity and not making her leave it at the door when she enters into work. And I really feel that working at the Jewish Board of Deputies, that really is embraced. You know, if there's things going on with our children or things going on at home, like, it's taken care of. You're able to take care of it. You're empowered to take care of it. And your role as a woman is there. You don't have to excuse that you have these extra responsibilities back at home, but rather they're embraced by our colleagues.
Gabby, you were one of the most popular ANC Women's League before you left. You had the highest amount of votes in the Women's League.
No. That was in SRC.
Okay.
I was the second highest vote in the SRC. That was in 2020, 2021. In the SRC.
But there was also because you had your name on the list to go to Parliament.
Yes.
Which also indicated that you received a huge amount of votes.
Yes. That was how it's done through nominations, and you get nominated by either your branch or the organization, whether it be the Youth League or the Women's League, and I was chosen as one of the women that they put forward in the Women's League to go into Parliament.
So let's look at, I mean, you spoke about women in the workplace. My guest later on is Sarah Berger, incorrectly introduced as Levy earlier, but Sarah Berger will be talking about harassment and women's roles in the workplace. And I think my guest after this, Itai Flesher, who's written a book on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, also looks at women's voices in peacemaking.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So obviously there's that strong thing. What do you think women should be doing, I mean, to ensure that their voice is heard?
I think we need to stop being apologetic about who we are, and always using men as the base. That, oh, if I need to be successful, I need to be a working man, and I need to be as cutthroat as a man. I need to be, not bring my emotions into it. Be completely objective, and no. We need to embrace our femininity, whether that is that you actually are a very cutthroat person or you're a very emotional person. We need to stop being apologetic for who we are and use our voices, and that takes place anywhere, from a courtroom to a board meeting to a Shabbos table. Use your voice as a woman to stand up for women. And something that one of my mentors in the Women's League always said is, wherever you are, bring another woman with you.
Wow.
That often what has happened is, because of this representation, that you often, there has to be, so to say, a woman at the board meeting. You often then find women fighting against each other for that position, to be the only woman. And there's no point of us being the only woman. Rather, we need to use the spaces that we're in, use the opportunities that we're given to bring other women up with us.
That is incredibly beautiful. Gabby, do you have any last message for our community for Women's Day and Women's Month indeed?
Stand up for who you are, embrace each other as women, include women, And being an empowered woman empowers other women.
Thank you so much. That was really beautiful. Thank you very much. That was my colleague, Gabby Farber, and she is, and I don't want to get this wrong, Gabby, you are our youth and political liaison at the Jewish Board of Deputies, doing an amazing job. And I know that you're also going to be representing us pretty soon on the Interfaith. So thank you for that. And I look forward to our further chats.
Great. Thank you so much. Happy Women's Day to everyone.
Thank you. And just before we get to the advert, this August, Limud Johannesburg brings you a cultural feast like no other. Explore the bold legacy of Jewish... I am doing the same read. I'm going to tell you about something else. I apologize for that.